Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing his National Post column. I took occasion to ask him about going to state dinner at Windsor Castle, as we witnessed in these last hours by the President and the First Lady and their staff. He gave a very good description of all the dinners. He's talking about one, the dinners he's been to, but he talked about one with the Queen Victoria and her grandson, who turned out to be the Kaiser, was responsible for launching an aggressive war in 1914 that tore Europe up, and we're still dealing with the pieces. But she invited the Kaiser to dinner to make amends for his excesses. He was a younger man. This is a time when he was in his 30s, and I believe he was in conflict with Bismarck, the builder of the German nation. In any event, Conrad says the display of gold and silver and power was so overwhelming that the Kaiser Wilhelm was in good spirits, didn't put a foot wrong. Wonderful. That was then, this is now. The king was in good spirits. And here Conrad measures the king and how he's grown into his office and how he's magnificent and careful and extremely effective in his office as king, and how health challenges await him. But right now, high-end performance at Windsor Castle for the President, the First Lady, and their staff, for the TV cameras, for everyone. Conrad Black on King Charles III. More of this later tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I thought the President was quite gracious in mentioning that he had had medical difficulties, and he had various tribulations in times prior to becoming king, but how respected and admired a monarch he was. Nothing but the truth, all of that. And I don't want to sound patronizing sitting in judgment on the king, but I think he's one of these people who did grow stronger by adversity. And I think he now conducts that office with the utmost dignity, always speaks well, never puts a foot wrong, and I think the whole country, and there were times when they had their doubts about him, during the problems with his marriage and that sort of thing, and I think the whole country feels that he's a person who had in his way a difficult upbringing and a difficult marriage, but is really just a fine man and a good king.